الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تجهر بصلاتك ولا تخافت بها وابتغ بين ذلك سبيلا صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a complete deen, a complete way of life in which everything has been given to us in terms of instruction, in terms of guidance, what to do and what not to do, how to do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided that. And not only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided that, but has shown us how to do it through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the sahabas each and everything, and those things which could not be taught directly were learnt from the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is one of the hikmah of why Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had many wives, because the deen had to be given to us, it had to be preached, and every one of them played a big significant part in bringing and in imparting that knowledge of deen. So everything, how to even give salam, how to greet each other, how to enter into the toilet, how to leave the toilet, how to eat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us through Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all the etiquettes regarding these matters. We may think it's trivial, we may think it's small, but in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing of deen is small. Every single amal is great in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that one sahabi came to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, alayka as-salam. He said, alayka as-salam, that peace be upon you. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, la takul alayka as-salam. That do not say alayka as-salam. Why? There is فَإِنَّهَا تَحِيَّةُ الْمَيِّتِ. That's the way you give salam to the dead people, not to the live people. Say assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. And when you reply, you say wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That is the wording. Whereas if you look at the meaning, it is same, roughly the same. Alayka assalam, assalamu alaykum. It imparts the similar meaning. There's not much of a difference. But in Islam, every word and how it is done and how it is performed, that is imperative and important. Every single part of deen is guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and should not be deviated from that path, from that way. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, لا تقول عليك السلام. Do not say عليك السلام. So that is not the way of giving greeting to one another. That is not the way of saying salutation upon each other. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam straight away guided him and told him that although the same meaning may be imparted by these words, but it is still not the correct way. You know, so many times we hear Ma'as-salam. That is not the prophetic way. That is not the sunnah way. Was-salam, Ma'as-salam. That is totally wrong. That is against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ila al-liqa. Again, these are something which Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not teach, nor did he propagate, nor did he recommend. The salam of a Muslim to another Muslim should be Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And the minimum is Assalamu alaikum. The more you increase, the greater the reward. So if you was to say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases by another 10 reward. If you say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Allah ta'ala increases and by another 10 more reward. And if somebody says Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu wa maghfiratuhu, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases by another 10 more rewards. But the minimum is Assalamu alaikum. That is the minimum. And that is the way in which Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. And that is the way in which a Muslim should greet another Muslim. No ma'as-salam, no ila al-liqa, no was-salam. This is totally wrong. Totally wrong. And why? When we're going to greet somebody or we're going to see somebody off, why not say in the sunnah method? Why do we deprive ourselves of such great reward? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Afshu salam wa at'imu at'am wa sallu wan nas niyam tadkhulu al jannata bi salam." The afshu salam, increase the greeting which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught you by Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Profess and make it so much that wherever you go, you can hear the words Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So by deviating from that, not only we have deprived ourselves from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have deprived ourselves from the barakah and from the mercy that is attached to this dua. My dear respected brothers and elders, all of us are in need of mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us are in need of barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us are in need of salam and peace and tranquility from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, we may have all the means of the world, but have no peace in our heart. We may be driving fast cars. We may be having lots of money. We may have a big house. We may have a beautiful wife. But my dear respected brothers and elders, these can all be the means of peace, but it is not actually peace. Peace comes from the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by saying the salam correctly, we are attracting that treasure which is in the khazana and in the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let us enjoy. No matter what we are wearing, even if we are wearing Primer clothes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us peace. On the other hand, we can be wearing designer clothes and no peace within ourselves. We may be driving the best of all cars, but no peace. We may have the best looking wife, but no peace. We may have healthy children, but no peace. my dear respected brothers and elders, why deprive ourselves from such great blessings? This is why, my dear respected brothers and elders, we are going to greet, we meet each other. Why don't we do it in the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us? So it's important that we use the same methodology and the same tariqah and the same way in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the sahabas. Not deviating from that. Why? Because that is the sacred way. That is the way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do it. Because Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each and everything he did was guided and was given through wahi to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma dhalla sahibukum wa ma ghawa wa ma yantiqu 'anil hawa in huwa illa wahyun yuha. Wa ma yantiqu 'anil hawa. He never spoke from his own desires. Whatever he said, in huwa illa wahyun yuha. Whatever he said was a wahi which was given to him, revealed to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had some sahabas, and they used to write whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, or whenever revelation would come, when they would write whatever he would impart or disseminate. Once they stopped writing, and brothers, if you can have the mobile switched off, it's very important that we switch off the mobiles. And subhanAllah, I've mentioned many times before about the ringtone. It's important that we remind each other all the time. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That reminding each other benefits the believers. So like I said before, that brothers, why do we not keep the ringtone simple? No musical ringtone, no Quranic verses ringtone, no adhan, just an indication that a phone call is coming. Maybe a simple buzz that it is coming. You are being informed, you are receiving a call. That's all you need. You don't need the top of the charts, you don't need Qari Basit to let you know, you don't need the Muazzin of Makkah to let you know that there's a recitation, there's a call coming. You may think, oh, what about recitation of the Quran? Brothers, I've mentioned that before. Recitation of the Quran is an ibadah which cannot be just heard like that. How many times we're in the toilet and the phone rings? You want the recitation of the Quran happening there? How many times you're in your with your wife in bed, phone is next to you and it's ringing? How many times you are talking to somebody and the phone is constantly ringing and you don't want to stop that talk and the recitation of the Quran is happening? Huh? وَإِذَا قُرِعَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. When the Quran is recited, you listen to it. How many times we let it ring? In the car, we're driving, police is there, we don't want to pick it up, it's constantly ringing. Or we're talking, I don't know what. How many times we dishonor? It's wrong to have such, just a simple ringtone. And when we come to the masjid, we turn it off. Or if you have to have it on, then at least put it on silent. We remind each other. I'm also guilty, I forget. But if we keep on reminding each other, then inshallah, there'll be a time when it will become second nature. Automatically we come to the masjid, we lock it. It's like you're driving a car, you don't need to think, am I putting in first gear or second gear? It happens automatically. As soon as you keep on doing it, how many times we read salah and we don't even know what surah we read in the first rakah? How many times you gab you to ask somebody, okay, what did the imam recite? SubhanAllah, you won't know. Why? Everything is in automatic mode. He's going down, he's going up, he's listening, he doesn't even know. Praying salah, same thing. It's become a kind of a habit in which everything is happening automatic. And that is nature. When we do it all the time, it will become second nature. So if we all the time we keep switching our mobiles off, then there'll be a time when we enter in the masjid, automatically we think we need to switch off our mobile. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq, inshaAllah. So as I was saying, that it is very important that the salam that we do is should be in the correct manner, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the way to do it. Each and everything. Once one Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught one sahabi to say dua before going to bed. Amantu bi kitabika alladhi anzalt wa bi nabiyyika alladhi arsalt. Amantu bi kitabika alladhi anzalt wa bi nabiyyika alladhi arsalt. He told the sahaba this dua. It's part of a dua. He met the sahaba again, the sahabi, and he asked the sahabi, recite that dua that I mentioned to you. So the sahabi repeated, but he changed something. آمنت بكتابك الذي أنزلت وبرسولك الذي أرسلت. Instead of saying Nabi, he said Rasul. Now Rasul and Nabi is pretty much the same meaning. Not much of a difference. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no. Say it the way I taught you. Exact the same words that I taught you. Which goes to show that the words is also important. It is not just the meaning, but the words. So every action has an inner meaning and an outer meaning. And both is matlub, both is required. And it's how many times we hear, brothers, you know, why don't you keep a beard? The minimum is a sunnah, and the man, and if not, if you obviously the highest degree is, like according to many of the scholars, is wajib, and you'll be following the sunnah of all the prophets. He says, brother, my heart is clean. That other person, he keeps a beard and he does this and does that. I don't do this, my heart is clean. Brother, that is something else and this is something else. Him, by not doing those things, he will be given, he will have to answer those for those actions in the day of Qiyamah. That doesn't mean that you don't do this. And that doesn't mean that by not doing those things, you don't have to do this. It's like saying, oh, I don't pray Salah, so I'm not going to do Hajj. Brother, doing Hajj is one farad. And performing Salah is another farad. That doesn't mean that if you don't do Salah, you forget another farad. So sometimes we kind of mix everything up. We don't look at the inner thing, and the outer as well. The outer meaning is also matlub and required. So it's important that the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to do things, we do it in that way and we do not deviate. So no ma'assalam, no wassalam, no ila al-liqa, assalamu alaykum. And if you can increase on that, even better. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That is how the salam should be done, and this is how every Muslim should greet each other, no matter what country they belong, no matter what race they belong, no matter what clan they belong, no matter from what type of family they belong, no matter what type of lineage they belong, no matter how old they are, no matter how big they are, no matter how strong they are, no matter how weak they are, this is the way they should give their salam, even if the person is older, or even if the person is younger, even if the status is higher and this person's status is lower. When they greet each other, the greeting should be Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice.